Welcome back. Election Day is coming up, and this is Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV. And joining us now in studio, Catherine Decker. She's running for Lino Lakes City Council. Catherine, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
I imagine you've been pretty busy, haven't you?
I have, yes. Okay. Yes.
What goes into trying to get on the council? What are you doing? What's your strategy to get people to vote for you?
Well, the reason I'm running is because it's become apparent to me that there are some issues that citizens should be concerned about. And primarily those issues relate to the rights that they have as citizens. And I think there's too much groupthink going on. And that can be bad for the citizens and the citizens' rights. And that's got me concerned enough that I took a look at my own life and said, can I make a difference here? And I think with my experience and my background that it's worth a shot to see how I can help.
What rights specifically do you think are being infringed upon?
Sure. I think, to back up just a little bit, I just want to let you know that an ancestor of mine, his name was William Williams. He signed the Declaration of Independence in the Second Congress.
Wow.
And as a direct descendant of his, I think rights are pretty important. They should be important. And that document enumerated our inalienable rights. And as a property owner in Lino Lakes and a human, we have civil rights. We have human rights, we have property rights, and along with those property rights come air rights and mineral rights. We have the right to privacy, and we have political rights. And I think as I've come to know neighbors and their experience in interacting with institutions in our community and around our community and affecting our community, that there are decisions that are being made that are impacting citizens' rights in a concerning level. And that's why I've chosen to get involved.
So when you see the Declaration of Independence, it's personal, it hits home, huh?
It sure does.
Yeah. So how can you bring that down on a micro level to Lino Lakes, Minnesota?
Because sure. I feel I can help because I'm a compassionate person. I believe in good neighbors. I believe in being a good neighbor. And I believe in the protection of the rights of the citizens in the community. And I don't see a whole lot of people thinking that way in positions of power and authority and decision making. And I'd like to see that change. I think, the stories that I've heard from citizens are quite concerning. And I bring a background not of deep public service, not any public service actually, but I do have a master's degree in business administration from the University of Minnesota. I am currently running my own human resources consulting firm. I am an independent mortgage loan originator. I consider myself to be a rather intelligent person. Not unreasonably so, but enough to know, hey, this doesn't sit right. Something's not right about what's going on, and I'd like to find out more about that and see how we can correct it so that we don't go too far off base.
In your opinion, what is the City Council of Lino Lakes doing right at this point in time?
Well, I like that they're having the open mic in their meetings. I've been to a few of those meetings, and I think the open mic portion where they get to hear from community members is really important. I think the parks are really important. I think that this navigating the intersection of a rural lifestyle, which is fairly common in the city of Lino Lakes, compared with development in the area, both commercial and residential, is a really important topic. And we've got to be smart about how we proceed down that path and the city and community mature together. But we've got to be cognizant of the citizens' rights while we do it.
Are we walking a tightrope when we try to balance development with nature and, keeping parks and trails and not overdoing it? How do you hit that middle ground.
Yeah, it's really important. I think that it's too extreme to say that all of nature should be protected 100% of the time. If that were the case, we couldn't even be cavemen, you know? it's in juxtaposition to life itself. And so we can't take that approach. We have to have somewhere to live. We have to be able to do our lives. And there needs to be a balance there. And a balance that comes with logic, with good reasoning, and with respect to the citizens' rights is incredibly important, and that's what I aim to meet.
What needs to be improved in Lino Lakes?
I would like to see Lino Lakes be concerned for the rights of the citizens. If you listen to the interview that my neighbor Chris Stowe had with you, I think that people will see that in an instance, for example, if somebody wants to expand a deck and everybody around is okay with it, and the city says no because it would open a can of worms and we'd have to then we'd have to do the same thing for innumerable amounts of other people, which is an unknown quantity but seems very overwhelming, that it's just not reasonable. And I think to have some reason in there and to not have groupthink, there is value to a devil's advocate. It's a misnomer, I think, to call it a devil's advocate. But having a conversation about important issues where we talk about things like the balance and juxtaposition of nature and development, or city functions like water management and development, or personal property rights, is critically important.
Marijuana became legal on August 1. Lino Lakes just voted to ban its use on public property. Do you agree with that? And moving into the future, should the city try to monetize cannabis for its own benefit?
I think that along the lines of marijuana, I think similar to my perspective on alcohol. If you're going to do it, be responsible. I think limiting use of marijuana to private property as opposed to public property is smart. I think from a dollar standpoint, the impact of legalizing marijuana, I think, will impact our police force. And the police force is, in my opinion, could benefit regardless of some modification. And I think if some of that revenue goes towards the enhancement of the police force, that's probably a good avenue for that money.
And police seem to be in the bullseye these days, nationally, locally, right here in the Twin Cities. We've had a number of incidents. How do we get better policing?
I think we look at the way where the police are deficient. Where are they having a negative impact? And that's where we start. And we move on from where things are going wrong to enhancing where things are going well, and we double down on the things that are going well. I think that some of there could be some improvement in the police's ability to de-escalate situations. I'm pretty passionate about that. And I think that there are situations where the police are very helpful. They are a critical public service. We do need them, and they are incredibly important. And the better that they do their job, the better off everyone is.
If you get elected to the city council, are you willing to go in there with, you know, be a sponge, soak it up, and, you know, go through that process, that learning curve? How would you, begin the process?
Sure. I think, you know, if we ever stop learning, we're a detriment to ourselves. And so I've been learning through life so far. I intend to continue to do so. And I think that my business background, both in education and in my professional world, will help me get up to speed and with relative ease. And of course, there are many things that I have limited knowledge about and am interested in learning other people's opinions and the struggles that we've gone to, how we've come to the situation we're at, and what factors we need to consider in order to move forward and balance progress and rights.
So what motivates you to want to sit on the council for Lino Lakes?
Well, in part, it's because in my experience in all the council meetings that I've been to, I've never seen a vote that wasn't unanimous. And that to me is concerning. I think the issues that come before the city council are important enough that there should be some dissent. There should be a different opinion. There should be five different opinions, actually. And we should have a really healthy debate on how we move forward for the best of the citizens of Lino Lakes.
So unanimous to you probably equals groupthink, am I right?
Correct, yes, in many respects. Now, I wouldn't say that it's always groupthink. I think people from different backgrounds and different perspectives can arrive at the same decision. And that I wouldn't consider groupthink because we've gotten there different ways. But if we're limiting our perspectives and the levers that we're considering, and we're not talking about the minutia of it, then we are participating in groupthink, and I think that's detrimental.
Can Lino Lakes, which is an outer ring suburb of Minneapolis and St. Paul, can it maintain that bucolic charm and, you know, but yet still be close to the city, embrace newcomers, maybe more diversity? How will Lino deal with all that? Because I know the people there value the open spaces and all the good things of the city.
Yeah, and I think the open spaces and the green areas and the nature of Lino Lakes is pretty unique. I don't see another city around the metro area preserving that as well as Lino Lakes has. And I think that they're not making more land. and so the preservation of that land is pretty important, and I think it's something that Lino Lakes can absolutely capitalize on. And I think they should. It's a very unique thing, and a lot of people find it precious. Where else are you going to find something like this? You'd have to go out quite far away from the cities. And so I think it is worthy of protection and worthy of championing. Of course, along with the development, both residential and commercial, is an important aspect of how we create value and maintain value in the city for the citizens, who essentially, when they chose to live here, became investors in the city. And so we want to do right by the people who have invested a significant portion of their income to own land and a home and live in this community.
So in conclusion, why should somebody vote for Catherine Decker?
because my concern is your rights, and my concern is your investment. And I'm concerned that those items are not being respected and considered to the degree that they should be by those in positions of power in institutions around and in our city. And I can't run for all of them at the same time. But elections are coming. I'm a concerned and informed and educated citizen, and I'm a conscientious neighbor. So if I can help protect your rights and your investment, then that's what I intend to do should I be elected to City Hall.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. She's Catherine Decker, running for City Council in Lino Lakes. This is Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV.